where we bring you thought leaders from around the world so you can share their inspirational stories and empowering practical tools on spirituality, mindset, self-love, being master of your own reality, purpose, business and lifestyle, and so much more. Everything from these beautiful people is so heart-centered and so freaking wise and so damn valuable that people usually pay really big bucks for their coaching. And I bring it to you for free so that you can have the most inspired life possible. So listen ahead for our latest guest, and I'll see you on the other side.
Hello and welcome to another episode of An Inspired Life, where we find freedom and meaning by embracing our divine essence. And we have Marcy Locke on the show today, and she's a fuck yes life mentor. And I am so excited to hear from her because she has gone from getting $2 an hour as a waitress to being a millionaire now and showing people how they can change their lives completely and have rapid ascension to a fuck yes life. And Marcy, thank you, because having you on the show was a fuck yes for me. Hello, beautiful.
Hey. Yeah.
Awesome.
Hi, sweetness. You say it all so cute. I'm like, adorable. I just want to listen. And an inspired life, I love that, because inspired comes from spirit, right? It's like, and so you had asked me even before, you like, do you want to do a certain topic? Do you ask? And I'm like, hey, I work with inspiration flowing through me and just going wherever we're meant to go. And so I love that, you know, that's literally what you're declaring by an inspired life. We're all like beautiful spirits, just let it all out.
Yeah. Sure. Absolutely. So is that a part of how you found your success? Like living through spirit, recognizing that we're just energy and that's how it actually really works?
That's a piece of it for sure. So my main message and what I teach is that we're designed to be effortless creators. Obviously that we're, you know, you can go back to going, yeah, we're all like, you know, if we look at it, we're like, what's happening every second is that we've got, you know, thoughts that we're thinking, perceptions that with our eyes, words that we're speaking, feelings coming from our body, we are effortlessly sitting here creating right now. Mm-hmm. Most people just don't realize what they're creating and how effortless it is. And I, you know, and there's all these disconnects we've taken on by like, you know, well, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I'm not deserving from the stuff we took on pre-7, which is what is actually running right now, the programs that you're operating out of. And when bringing people back to the understanding that, you know, you're 37.2 trillion unique cells. Like you have your own voice box, you have your own fingerprints, you have your own toe prints. There is not one other being in this entire universe that is you. And yet our whole society has operated out of this idea of comparison, right? Like this is what life should look like. And this is how I have to show up and operate. And this is what being a mom looks like, or running a business looks like, or what relationships look like, or money is, it has to be a sacrifice to get money and blah, 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 blah. Stories that we've been told. And none of it's true. And so the main thing that I teach people is aligning back to this ultimate source. Like, so in my Goddess Revolution experience, I have a Badass Breakthrough Adventure experience in Colombia and Costa Rica. I have a Mind Body Breakthrough program. I've got TV, podcasts, speaking, clothing line, supplement line, you name it, kind of like a whole gamut of things. And it's because everything I teach comes down to the core shifting, which then it shifts every aspect of your life. So I believe if you are not experiencing fucking fantastical or awesomeness in every single aspect of your life, is an internal disconnect that you have operating that says that you can't. So a lot of the you know, I always say there's like three types of people. There's spectators, participants, and creators. 99% of society is operating in, I'm just going to watch because it's unsafe to be seen and heard and I'm afraid of rejection and all these things. Or I'm going to participate in the creations of others. You know, I'm buying, or I'm participating, but 1% are the ones who are like, I'm creating. And even in that 1%, what I find is we're still operating out of the belief system we've been trained in, which is, well, you know, we can't imagine life being so epic and awesome and everything that we're like, well, we settle for, or what we think is possible is 2 to 3 areas, good or great. Like, well, I can have the relationship, but not the body. Right? Or I can have the business, but not the relationship, because, you know, I can't put my time and attention here. And we're working out of sacrifice, settle, tolerating, you know, like, like I said, comparison or compromising or all these things instead of like, so when we bring it back to, if I understand that I'm that effortlessly creating just by sitting here doing absolutely nothing at all, that I'm that much a unique divine miracle, I'm fully worthy. Obviously, if I'm that cool a miracle, I'm fully worthy. And if I can create that effortlessly, I'm fully capable of having any fucking thing I want. If I knew that truly, if I was aligned to that, would I be sacrificing in life? Would I be tolerating? Would I say, well, you know, I'll kind of put up with this relationship because I don't think I'm worthy of that one, or I'll sacrifice and have a business and money, but not, you know, the body as well, right? Like, this is effortless, as just as much as I say money, receiving money is just like breathing air. It's that much available and it's that easy. It's always there. Yet we've created stories that disconnect us from it. And so instead of having all of that, we're living in this either or. So I bring people back to you. If you were fully, you fully were aligned, like you knew in your beingness, in your cells, I am fully worthy and I am fully capable of having whatever I want. You'd be fucking flying. I don't think you'd be sacrificing and settling and tolerating. You'd be like, oh, what else do I want to enjoy? And what other adventures, what other experiences? And there'd be no limits or possibilities or parameters. So that's why I'm known as the Fuck Yes Life Mentor, is because when I'm dealing with, you know, game changers around that, you know, every aspect that we go into, I have all these game changers that will come to me even for business because they know I coach people at even $1 million to work with me per year, per client. So I have clients at $1 million level all the way down to a $7 continuity program for the masses that, you know, I want anyone and everyone to understand this gift of how easy it is to manifest everything you want. And just even in this capacity of all the space of doing anything and everything, it all just comes down to recognizing that when you change your internal game, everything else will change. So somebody comes to me like, oh, I really want to, how do you get to coaching people $1 million? I want business coaching. I'm like, I'm not going to teach you fucking business, but I will teach you inner alignment, which will shift your ability to receive money, to be worthy of pleasure, to shift your relationships, to catapult your business. And every single one within like weeks, four times their business, everything shifts when the core shifts. So you could say that is spirit, right? Which brings it back to your question. It's bringing it. It is spirit. It is inner alignment. It is knowing I'm just an infinite being of light, possible of anything. When I know that, oh, all this surface external stuff, it's effortless. It really, truly is. And it's meant to be effortless.
God, I just want to be like, fuck yes to everything you said, which is maybe how you got that tagline, right?
There's a documentary being made of my life right now by Ron Lynch. I don't know if you know who Ron Lynch is. He's really well-known, amazing, famous genius. He did the George Foreman grill, GoPro. He's done all the commercials for Samsung, or he consults them. He's very selective on what projects he picks. And for whatever reason, he, you know, wanted to understand my life from hearing my messaging. And so he's doing a documentary of my life, and he came out to spend 2 days with me to follow me around and like talk about all these stories. Because most people, darling, will hear, like, you heard me on a podcast, right? Mm-hmm. And they'll hear $2 an hour waitress, a single mom making $2 an hour to feed her kids, to multimillionaire charging $1 million to work with her, right? And they're like, oh, and that's all they know. Well, all my journey has been, you know, from the time I was little, fighting my body, thinking I had to have a perfect body to be loved, to, you know, money shit beliefs from being raised on a farm, way to grow and food to survive, to having so many beliefs about fear of the world and everything scary and so scared to express and be seen, right? You can imagine me having a hard time expressing, right? I had rape attempts, kidnapping attempts, stalkers. I had a heart attack. I had breast cancer. I had tons of sicknesses and diseases all growing up because I saw my dad have diabetes and die of diabetes. So, you know, it's like people go, oh, you this to this, and yet they didn't know. I mean, if anybody can go through all that bullshit, I always say the reason I'm so fucking good at calling out people's bullshit is because I was the bullshitter. Mm-hmm. I was the one that had all those limiting beliefs and all those traumatic experiences. But when Ron spent the day with me, he's like, you rapidly ascend people to a fuck yes life. Because I'm like, because I very much am clear. I talk about a fuck yes, you know, in your time, your integrity to yourself, who you're putting in your space, your core values, all these things. You get to be a fuck yes in alignment with money to create money. Like, there's all these concepts of just operating out of your highest self. And he really, like, I was like, yeah, that is what I do. That's what everybody does. He's like, you went from a $2 an hour waitress to making millions in like 6 years. And to me, it's this journey. And I'm like, yeah, I guess so. And I realized that's what my clients get too. They catapult so fast. But again, like what you tapped on, it's, we go inside, and when we go inside, you know, we wipe out all the stuff that takes people years and years and years of fighting.
Mm. Do you know?
I have to thank Ron Lynch for that one.
Yeah, thank you, Ron Lynch. I look forward to seeing the documentary as well. That is awesome. That's so unique an experience. And I'm sure, did you have your boys in it as well? Because you're very big on family, aren't you?
Totally. My little boys are amazing. They're my epic little growth partners. I believe so much of the, you know, the relationships, epic relationships are built. So I teach a lot of the principles of not only principles of prosperity, but principles of relationships being in magnification, you know, like for instance, so since the time they were little, I gave them all the shitty programs I had. And so then as I started to become conscious and aware, we got to work on these things. And now it's like my boys are, you know, my oldest is like, hey mom, are you open to something? I have a request. And like, you know, he'll ask me something and they know how to, if they say, like even with him and his brother, they constantly work on if they ever get caught and being like, you blah, blah, blah. They're like, I notice I feel, you know, every time you're saying you and pointing the finger at someone and projecting on them or blaming them, or it's a trick. It's like, you actually can't take response. You can never claim what is happening for somebody else. You get to take full responsibility. So my boys are awesome. They've been through the whole journey with me, and I call them my growth partners, you know, versus my kids, because they truly are my growth partners. But yeah, they were running around on the beach playing and having a good time in the documentary, and then Skyler's like, I'm in a movie!
And you have nicknames for them as well, don't you? Like Gavin the Great and...
Yeah. Gavin's my 10-year-old. He just turned 10, and we call him Gavin the Great. Sky is Sky Guy. His real name's Skyler. But a part of that became years ago when I started teaching them to focus on, to know how to focus their mind on what they wanted to create and what, you know, like we were just down in Colombia for, I have a Badass Breakthrough Adventure Catalyst experience I do down there. And then I had my kids fly over. We go down in the jungle and we do some deep transformational work. We also have a school in Colombia that we fund that the kids are on my mindset program. And so I took my kids to teach the kids at the school, and I asked them, I was like, what do you want to teach them? And Skyler, my oldest, he has green hair. He's like, I'm going to teach them to express themselves. I'm like, of course you are. Cause he's so great. Like he's learned to just be totally okay with whatever he thinks and feels and fully accepting who he is. And he's quirky, amazing funness that he is and express himself. And my 10-year-old said, I'm going to teach him that whatever they focus on, they're going to find and that they're going to create it. You know, it's just like they're, I mean, that's kind of how they operate now and what they're in. So, yeah, all that came from even when they were little, starting to teach them that, you know, if they, so something, a small little, one of my favorite videos actually of Gavin, they'd hear me like speak my truth and like just share videos because I've only ever done organic Facebook. And I went from making six figures to now millions, still to this day have not done one paid ad, one target marketing. So when people go, oh, I need a sales funnel, or I need a opt-in, or I need a blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bullshit. I'm living proof of it. I always say the very best, and I'll come back to my kids, but I'm like, squirrel, there's so much I could share. But the very best business strategy ever is self-love. And that any business strategy will work when you're internally aligned to receive. So when you're like, I'm worthy to receive, all I got to do is think the intention. And I always say I manifest like a motherfucker because I literally think it and boom, it shows up just like that. Because everything's in alignment to say I'm worthy. I'm speaking the words, my feelings and energy replicate that, the vibration I'm operating at, my mindset. I'm not, but most people be like, okay, I'm just going to say this. I'm like surface self-empowerment. I believe is like, hey, okay, I'm going to say that I'm receiving money. But deep down here, it's like, I'm not deserving. I'm not worthy. Like money's always been hard. So it's like, fuck you. That's not even true. And it's like, can't put it together to make it so easy to manifest. So, it all comes down to this alignment. And when my boys were little, I started teaching them, you know, that whatever they spoke, they were going to get. And whatever they focused on is what they'd look for. And Gavin, when he was 5 years old and he was starting kindergarten, I think it was, like first day of school, he comes home and he goes, Mom, I have a video I want to share. Like they saw me speaking my truth and they do these videos with me. We'd work through stuff. And so I'm like, all right. And we pulled the video camera and he goes, today at school, this girl said, boys are stinky and dumb. And I was like, interesting. Now notice, I didn't go, well, that's bad or that's wrong or that's not true. We didn't judge her for her thoughts or perceptions. We honor that someone else has every right to believe whatever they want to believe, to experience life however they want to experience it. So I'm like, interesting. What do you think about that? And he's like, well, she's going to attract stinky dumb boys. She's going to date a stinky dumb boy. And she's going to marry a stinky dumb boy. Like at 5 years old, he got it.
That's amazing.
I know. I was like, and then this is a video somewhere in like all my videos. And then I said, so what do you think about you? Because you're a boy. And she said this. And he said, you know what? He said, I know she's just being mean because she doesn't love herself. I'm awesome. I was like, yes, you are. Lock it down. So, I mean, that's kind of a... I used to ask them what was great about their day, and they focused on, so Gavin the Great became one of his nicknames. So Gavin the Great has, yeah.
So parents who are listening, what advice do you have for them to raise kids who actually get the personal development stuff from a young age?
Well, they first get to do the work themselves. They're the example, right? Like, it's just like relationships are how you relate. Every relationship is how you relate to yourself. So it's a relation. Until you build an epic relationship with yourself, you cannot create an epic relationship with someone else. So let's dive into this in some sort, and why, like, this in some areas that I think most people would be confused into what our society believes, right? So I have two thoughts coming up for me. I'm like, I better write this down because my mind will go everywhere.
Squirrel.
And okay. Yeah, right? Like, there's just so much I could teach. So for instance, let's say most women are trained in this belief system that we have to act or be a certain way to be a good mom, to make everyone else happy. We tend to be trained in wearing a mask and sacrificing and settling. And so something that I teach is that, you know, you can only receive the amount of love that you have for yourself, or that you can only give the amount of love that you can give to yourself. And they're like, I don't get it, Marce. I don't get it. You're telling me, you know, I can only give the amount of love out that I give to myself. But how is that possible when I give, and I put myself last? I give to my husband, I give to my, you know, boyfriend or whatever it is. I give to my kids, I give to my, you know, partners, I give to my coworkers, I give to my church. I was raised in an environment where, because I was raised LDS and Mormon in Utah, and so I was raised in an environment that it was all about sacrifice and service. You never came first. You always came last, if at all. And I mean, I was raised, there was never anything such as play. It was always work, and it was always service, and it was always a test. If you serve the world and you sacrificed everything, you'd go to heaven and you'd be, right? And so we're trained in this. I was trained in that too. And what I'd love, you know, if this is someone's experience to be open to, is that think about the level of love you're actually giving out when it's the vibration of that love. So think about it. When you give to your kids and everybody else, you're so drained and tired and empty, and that you turn into bitch mom versus being so happy and filled full of energy to play with your kids and actually interact with them and connect with your spouse. You're so drained that it's like you're giving basing out of this thought of, I have to do this, I should do this, this is what I need to do. It's a resentment energy love. It's resentment energy. It's not clean, pure. Love is not a transaction. Love is a deposit. But our world has been trained, love's a transaction. So it's like, oh, well, if he does the dishes, we can have sex tonight. Like, if you show up this way for me, I'll show up this way for you. And even when you start dating someone, there's this idea of, if they care this much, then I'll care that much. I don't want to get hurt. So if they tell me they love me, or if they care this much, then I'm safe to do this. But think about it. When we do a lack of caring because of these ideas, what do we create?
A lack.
A lack of caring. We create the shit stories and the disconnect and the guard. We create getting hurt because we're not willing to just give love. So when we fully give love, we can receive. We're so filled, we can also receive love. So the love that we're giving out when it's out of settle, sacrifice, tolerating, or hard is a low vibration love. That's why it does match the level of love that you're giving to yourself. When you self-sacrifice, you put yourself out, you're saying, I'm not worthy, I'm not deserving, I'm not good enough, and you're teaching your kids to do the same fucking thing. To self-sacrifice, all that. So I had to let go of a lot of stories, being a single mom, and, you know, I mean, because it's that, when I became that $2 an hour waitress, I found out the cheating husband had to, like, feed my kids, and they're 1 and 4, became the $2 an hour waitress. And I had to let my bishop, I went to see my bishop to just tell him, you know, I don't know what to do, but, you know, I think I'm going to go get this job as a waitress for $2 an hour. It's a start. And he said to me, if you don't take back your husband, you're going to fold napkins for the rest of your life for $2 an hour. And I was just like, I mean, I didn't use this kind of language back then, but inside, I was like, you motherfucker, you know, like
watch me.
Right. And, you know, it's just like, it just didn't resonate for me to say, well, I'm willing to just settle for a man who would do those things, and just so that I'm supported and taken care of money. So something that in this alignment, I'm actually wearing my Goddess Strong shirt. This is, I have a Goddess Revolution experience. And I teach women to be the full source of their own experience, not needing validation or anything outside of them, the love from a man, et cetera, et cetera. And this is the point when we are whole and complete. So society has seen love as, oh, what have you heard all the time, babes? You probably heard this, where they're like, together we're whole.
Yeah. Together we're in my first relationship, I was like, I feel so complete with you. And now I think they're the most dangerous words that you can possibly say.
Exactly. And why do you think that? What's your thought around it?
Because we should be complete and whole in ourselves, and then they are complete and whole in themselves. And then when we come together, it's this like amazing love versus like conditional, dependent, unhealthy relationship.
You totally nailed it. So a half, not even a whole, a half plus a half, where we're like, I'm a half and you're a half and together we're whole. You're two broken codependent halves.
Mm-hmm.
So you need them to make you happy, to validate your love, to say you're good enough, to hear you, to see you, to take care of you. You're two broken codependent halves. Mm-hmm. So when someone is, as we talk about, when you're like aligned to, this is my truth, I get to express myself, I get to be heard. Of course I get to choose where I want to go and what I want to do. And like, you're the source of your, I teach women, you're the source of your own experience, source of your own wealth, source of your own support and love, because you can never lose love when you love yourself. Mm-hmm. And again, when I love myself, holy, what am I attracting to me?
More love,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And so it's like this, when you're a whole and someone else is a whole, it's not 1 + 1 = 2. It's actually 1 + 1 put together makes fucking 11. Mm-hmm. Because it's so magnified. Someone standing in their whole, their power, all this stuff, it magnifies this amazing energy that you can only like, it feels so good. And I'm going to magnify my energy. And it creates what I call an 11. That's what true love, conscious love can be. Mm-hmm. And yet we're operating in these ideas and these stories like, you know, this is how, what I should do, etc., which is just low vibrational love. So, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know where we got onto that question. Something about my kids and love and
it's yeah, okay. It's all just, perfect.
Yeah.
It just seems, I hadn't really seen that before in the same way that it's, when you are giving out when you love yourself a certain amount, you're giving out a different way. I got that, but I didn't really ever see how very conditional it is. Like, even parents who feel like they love their kids so much, they love their kids because their kids fill them back up. Like, it's a conditional thing still. It doesn't matter if you're not loving yourself
a certain way too, right? Like, we're operating out of expectation versus appreciation. And something you just nailed too is it's like this comparison game. We're actually comparing relationships and how people act. If you study the instinct of women, they're instinctively actually, you like, when they have these thoughts about men or these like judgments on men, it's because they're instinctively judging them as the perfect woman. But of course they're never going to be the perfect one. They're like, oh, they didn't take out the trash, lazy piece of shit. And it's like, men don't operate that way. If they're in the communication of actual what a man understands, it's like they bring this whole beautiful masculine support and energy. But there's so many disconnects because we're judging everything, even ourselves, to be perfect person. And something I teach, I think is such bullshit, is that we talk about perfection. Like, oh, it's not about perfection. It's about progression. Just keep progressing and someday you'll be perfect. I'm like, fucking bullshit. Where did that come from? Remember, so this is the thing. You were created perfectly. You started perfectly. You've never been anything but perfect. So if we go back to what I talked about, where I'm like, right now you're just sitting here creating. You're not even trying. It's just like breathing air, right? It's so effortless. You're breathing effortlessly. The sun's shining every day effortlessly. The grass is growing every day effortlessly. You know, birds are singing. Like, creation is happening around you effortlessly. And if you go out to the you know, an apple tree and you're like, hey, I've heard there's a lot of lack and scarcity going on. There's like not enough. Tell me, are you not going to be producing apples because there's lack and scarcity? Apple tree's like, what the fuck are you talking about? There's plenty of apples. I'm dropping them to the ground. There's so many apples. Like, this nature is producing just like we are able to produce. Just like you're breathing effortlessly. So again, if you were back to that point of you being that powerful and effortless of a creator, then it wouldn't even exist in your mindset. But yet we have these parameters, these ideas, and these stories that's how it's supposed to be. And so we create this lack and the scarcity and all these ideas around it instead of being aligned to, wait a minute. Like, yeah, I am that effortless because everything is so effortless. We've made it so hard. And that's where you get to go, cool. I everyone is worthy of having whatever experience they want here. Whatever, you know, whatever story they want, but easy or hard is up to you. I would say, like, you know, it's as easy or as hard as you want to make it. So a lot of times, like, people add pain or think pain is like something they want to avoid. It's like, oh, I want to run from pain. I'm going to just, you know, do anything to go away from it. Pain is like the greatest gift that we have, because pain tells us something's not working. This doesn't feel good. I don't like this. And that gives us feedback of what we get to shift so we have greater. But suffering with pain is a choice because of all these attachments and stories. So I'll go back to the progression versus perfection thing is that that's why I'm like, you've always been perfect. So if I chose, like, as I shifted, because my programming that I was given and my thoughts and beliefs, I was teaching my kids the same things. I learned the behaviors I actually was operating subconsciously. What I teach people to do is live where they're operating consciously moment by moment. Because most people don't know, they're literally walking around as subconscious robots, you know, because everything that they're operating out of, 80% of what they're doing is based on when they were pre-7 years old. And pre-7 had no logistical mind. It didn't go, oh, mom's acting that way because of this. She's tired, blah, blah, blah. It went, I see this, I feel this. And so it's like, what you see, what you hear, and what you feel. That's all pre-7 exists of. So so even as I taught my kids things, so say for instance, I recognize as I started to become more conscious how all of a sudden I'd start to feel anxious. Like if my kids were loud and maybe I was feeling stressed and I was trying to get something done, and all of a sudden bitch mom comes out. Well, I asked you to do this. You're not listening to me. Can you just be quiet? Right? And it's like, you catch something like, whoa, like what just happened there? And when you recognize that everything is internal and I went inside, I recognize that, oh my gosh, okay, what am I feeling? And I teach this 5 steps to overcome sabotage in a lot of what I do. It's like, what am I feeling? I'm feeling stressed. I'm feeling overwhelmed. Why? Because, you know, I want this project to get done and I'm worried it's not going to look this way. See, oh, perfectionist identity, it has to look a certain way. I'm like, well, what do I want? Blah, blah, blah. And I can walk myself through it. But realizing before that has to happen, I could have gone down on my kid's level and said, hey guys, I'm noticing I'm feeling a little overwhelmed. Would you support me? Could you go play outside? Which is the things I learned to do. But my point being, even when I turned into bitch mom, I was being bitch mom perfectly. Like my shit, I was doing perfectly. Like if I was having bitch moment, I was doing it perfectly. If I'm having an angel moment, I'm doing it perfectly. The point is, everything that we're experiencing, we are doing perfectly. Because we chose that experience. We wanted the feedback of, you know, it's like we attracted it based on our thoughts, our beliefs, et cetera. So how could it ever be anything but perfect? But we've told ourselves a story of, oh, when I get there someday, then I'll be perfect. So what we're actually saying when we have these thoughts, we're reaffirming our limiting beliefs. I'm not good enough until. So for women or men, when I have the body, so this is how most society operates. We operate in a, when I have that, then I'll do that. Then I'll be that person. So when I have the body, then I'll go play at the pool with my kids, or then I'll go out to more social events and you know, wear my cute little dress and be seen, or, you know, go to the parties, and then I'll be happy. Right. And you're always in someday. You're never in creating it. And you just reaffirmed, I am not worthy, whole and complete now. I'm saying I have to be that outside of me to be perfect. And that's why we keep blocking it and keep sabotaging it instead of owning up like, I know I'm perfect, whole, and complete. So, and again, there's, it's definitely not a, I know I'm perfect, whole, and complete. Cause I bet most people that would say that'd be like bullshit inside. The process to understanding how to line this is what I'm saying, where you literally like, you know it in your being, you feel it, and it doesn't fucking matter what anybody else thinks or does, cause you know what you want to create and you can only honor them and honor yourself. So the point being, when we can get back to, I like, whatever you've experienced is perfect. Can I give you an example?
Yeah, sure.
When I talk about my former, I say former versus my ex, because it's a positive energy. And how I see it now, what resonates for me is my, you know, say, you know, higher self, universe, heaven, hub between worlds or lifetimes, you could call it whatever you want. That when wherever we're at before this experience, like it's all pixie dust and fairy tales and we're all beings of light. Like we're all beings of light. We are all just beautiful, unique beings of light and gifts. And like I said, nobody can be you, your thoughts, your gifts, everything. And because everything's light, we're like, I really wonder what that is. Like, what is forgiveness? What is, you know, and we want to understand what these different vibrations are. And so what resonates for me is I was literally like, I want to understand what ultimate forgiveness is like. Like what is unconditional love? What is ultimate forgiveness? What does it even look like? How do you get to it? I just really want to understand that. And my former, which was one of my best buddies of light, comes up to me and says, you know what? I will take on a darker vibration and go through this experience to give you that opportunity to understand and learn what ultimate forgiveness is. So he did that for me. I don't see him. I mean, I have so much love and gratitude and appreciation for, we have the most epic, amazing partnership in raising our kids, which was a growth process as well. Right. Mm. And because I see him out of pure love and light and gratitude for that gift, because that gift allowed me to be who I am today. Would I be rocking the world, living my passion, my purpose, have found my genius, changing lives, shifting the vibration of the planet to a massive degree, raise my kids to be empowered little beings, and have the most epic love in my life? All these things, I wouldn't have that if he didn't give me that gift. Mm. And he has the most amazing, you know, beautiful marriage and that he's created that resonates for what he wants in his life. You know, he still works the same job, and he, you know, they have like, they go to the movies and they do the things they want to do. And that's perfect for him. And so it's like, we both got what we wanted because we see it. But so if I was judging it or shaming it or blaming it and saying, yeah, that motherfucker, he cheated on me, and I held all that anger and aggression to him and blamed him, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I'd still be stuck in my shit, seeing life as shit, and I'd be attracting more shit, but I chose that experience. So until we're willing to take full responsibility that we chose every single experience that we have, when we see it as, oh, interesting, why did I attract this? Instead of like, damn it, I did it again, or men are awful, or whatever it is. And we see it like, oh, interesting, like, what's the feedback here? What do I want? How do I get to shift my patterns, behaviors to get something different? It's like, how could we ever see that as bad and wrong? And even what he learned and experienced. So the point being, like, nothing could ever be bad or wrong. Everything is perfect. I think when people start from that place or can go back to that place, you know, it's like, wow, you can actually build off of that versus holding on to your shit and feeling like you're out of control, because you're not out of control.
So do you feel like people who are, even if they're like living mediocre lives or like ordinary lives, like they're doing that even perfectly, you know, like they've chosen that and they're even doing like numb lives perfectly?
You mean like going through the motions?
Yeah, those kind of lives. They're doing that perfectly, right?
I'm so glad you brought up this, because what's funny is, so I say fuck.
No way.
I like it. It's passionate. And I'll share with you the where that came from. Because I mean, I actually, being raised in Utah, which is very highly Mormon, and to give anyone an idea, it's more like, you know, if you said darn, any swear word is, you're the devil. If you're wearing a tank top, you're the devil. If, you know, it's like very highly, you know, religious parameters. Mm-hmm. And as I started to get on stage and start speaking my message, I remember, like, I had committed to, I'm going to be an open tool in God's hands. Like, I noticed that, I started to understand that, you know, I could never know what's right for this crowd. And when I just let it come through me that I serve, it comes through in greater degrees than I could ever plan out or try to control, which again is based on my little scared girl that's like, ooh, I'm afraid I'm going to be rejected and I don't know what I'm going to do. I'd let go of that shit. I'm like, I'm here to just let it come out, right? And on stage, and all of a sudden I felt the word want to come through me that was like, fuck, like how the, you know, like how's that fucking working for you? And it was like, how that's working for ya? And I caught, that was probably a good day. I caught myself holding back. And after, I was like, interesting, why did I hold back? That word wanted to come through me and I stopped it. And I got to ask myself some questions. I'm like, well, I had apparently all these stories that, you know, if I said that word, because it was, you know, that Utah environment, which is usually mostly highly LDS and has a big, massive resistance to any swear word at all, especially that kind of language. It's like, you can't even say the word masturbate out loud, let alone, I mean, fuck would just be like, run the other direction. So I realized, I'm like, oh my gosh, like here I'm thinking if they would think I'm not spiritual, that I'm, you know, that, you know, they would shut down and not hear the message, that, you know, and everything is about letting them hear the true messages, that they're perfect, whole, and complete sons and daughters of God. Like all this other stuff is what they created, because they were created perfectly. And then the next thing that happened is they took on stories to disconnect them from that creation being perfect. So I recognized, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm still a scared little girl. My scared little girl, I'll say, like, is like, no, I'm afraid I'll be rejected. I'm afraid they'll project onto me something that's not true about me. I was like, wow, that's so interesting. And then I got to question the word. I'm like, well, where does this word even come from? Where did we decide that this word has this meaning, that it's bad or it's wrong or it's offensive? This is, as a society, we decided these letters put together means offense, right? Or it's like, yeah, whatever it is. A lot of people have an offense to that. Now, I thought, maybe that's why God is asking me to use it. maybe he wants me to trigger the fuck out of him, right? That they go, whoa. And this is the point too. And so it was never a strategy or a thought, or it was just like, the point too also is recognizing, if you lose your shit over a word, are you in control? And if you judge someone else based on a word that they're using, you know, it's like, is that really what we say, which is like being Christ-like or being open or being loving or letting people have whatever experiences? No, we're constantly like, no, it's got to look this way. This is what's acceptable. So I love that you brought it up, because it's interesting. Within the last week, there was some footage that went out about the documentary, because they were just out here last week filming me and doing some stuff. And somebody sends me a message, sweet little message on my Facebook, and says, hi, you're so inspiring. I love watching you. And, you know, I don't want to change you, but I'd love to share some constructive criticism. If you could just not use the F word, I think a lot more people would follow you, right? And it's like, how many times have I heard this? In the past, I would have been like, thank you for sharing that with me. I can understand your perception, opinion, because I don't have any judgment towards it. My whole family is still highly LDS and Mormon. And I totally honor all that. And what's true for me is that this is a form of expression for me, and I get to speak my truth and express and be someone who shares as an example of, like, you know, I will be authentically me, what feels good to me, because that gives you permission to do the same. So thank you for all that. I will still choose to stand in my truth, and feel free to not follow me. Like, you don't have to be me. I'm not trying to convince you that I'm right and my way is right. So it's interesting that instead of people, you know, choosing, oh, I don't like that, I'll just move on, they're like, no, I gotta tell you what's right, that I think is right, and how you should act and be. So what's interesting, look at the language. The language is, I don't want to change you, but I want to change you.
Mm-hmm.
You would serve so many more masses of people if you just tone this down. What would I actually be doing? You know why I can't do that? I don't give a fuck about the masses giving me their love. I love myself, right? And because, and this is what's interesting, is where I was talking about projection in the beginning. If my little boys say, you did this, every time you point the finger, you, or you are triggered by anyone in any way, you judge someone, you're just like, oh, I just don't like her. Why? Like, if you're triggered by somebody and you're pointing the finger at them, it's because there's four fingers pointing back at you. It's something inside you that you haven't healed or loved or accepted as a characteristic. So for instance, I trigger a lot of people who aren't okay with expressing themselves and being authentically themselves, because they're too scared of rejection and afraid of being judged and afraid of those boundaries. And so they project onto me, you shouldn't act that way, that's a little too much, you should just calm down, you shouldn't do this, that's bad and wrong. Would I be serving the people who want to stand and be like, wow, she really doesn't give a fuck what people think? Like, when I go to my events or I do my stuff, people are like, holy shit, she really, I'm like, you've seen me, I'm like squirrel. I'm like, on stage, I can go there, and sometimes I'll roll around, sometimes I'll take off my top, I get hot, and I'm always wearing a swimsuit. See, it's happening. and I just, you know, like, whatever happens, happens. And I don't give a fuck, because I'm just there to be an open tool and source in God's hands. Mm. And so, of course, if someone's not okay with their body and they don't love themselves, they might project that that's not okay to be in a bikini top on stage or whatever it is. You're always projecting outside of you because of what's inside you that you haven't faced. Because if you were totally whole and complete with yourself, there'd be no reason to care what other people do. Mm-hmm. It's like, cool, awesome, honor you. There's another point to this. Solicited versus unsolicited advice, right? Mm-hmm. And someone said this to me today. I don't know if you what you think on it, but his point was, someone said that, you know, someone who uses swear words is trying to forcefully project their opinion on you. And I was like, well, that's an interesting perception. I've also had someone say that someone who swears, or there's like studies that the people who swear are the most honest because they don't give a fuck, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you can find whatever you're looking for, you know, but a friend said to me today, they're like, I follow you because, or they were, it was like a fan base thing. They were like, I follow you because you're so authentic and real. Mm. There's no hiding anything. So I'd rather follow someone who's authentic and real. And hopefully, I hope if someone has an offense to the word, they can look at that and hear the message. Because it's the message that it's like, that's what's really true. But it's sad if we don't hear the message based on something that triggers us, that we're not willing to go inside and look at, why would that not be okay with me? So there's, when you think about it, there's unsolicited advice everywhere. Your parents, I mean, this is why we've conformed. You know, everyone and their dog wants to tell you how it should be. And so I want you to think about this. If they don't have the results that you want and you're not paying them to mentor or coach you, that's what solicited advice is. If you just want to project all your information on somebody, but think about this. Instead, if you have advice for someone, you might say, hey, I noticed I have some feedback on something or something I'd love to share with you. Are you open to it? And if they say yes, they've now asked, said, yes, I would be happy to hear what you want to tell me. But everyone else is like, I just think I need to tell you how it should be and what you should be doing, and what it should look like. Instead of, why don't we just take responsibility for ourselves?
It is so interesting. And I've found that it's like at the start of our personal development journey, it can be the most often that we're like handing out advice, even though no one has asked for it. I did that at the start. I was like, Mom, you need to know you're doing it all wrong. You raised me all wrong. You're raising my brother all wrong. Let me tell you all of the things that you're doing wrong. But it was because I think it really triggered all of that work, really triggered how much I still felt that I was doing wrong. So I had to throw that out on everyone else at the time. And then as I learned to love myself,
right?
Yeah. And then as I learned to love myself more, my family is still so incredibly different to me, but we have learned to love each other and accept each other for that. Like, they're like, she's weird, but we still love her. Like, that's how they see me.
That's why it's like, it doesn't mean a separation. It's just an honoring of each person choosing whatever they want to experience. And, you know, it's a beautiful piece of understanding of how we can actually serve other people just by being authentically us. I think that's one of the biggest gaps that's missing for people is just choosing to authentically be yourself, because that's where the gifts come out. But when you're suppressing them because you're trying to wear a mask and fit in and let everybody love you. And I always say rejection equals protection. Because if I'm going to authentically be me, so say for instance, this guy's like, hey, you know, he just wouldn't swear. And I'm like, thank you. I can understand that and choose to not follow me, right? Like, if I am authentically being me, those people that are like, I don't want anything to do with her, they run. Perfect and beautiful. Thank you for opening the space for the people who love me and want the freedom that I have to share and want to stand and be the people who don't, you know, are going to fully be themselves. That opens up the space for them to come. And obviously you have to destroy to create. Like, you gotta, if you have a full closet, you can't come home with a whole bunch of new clothes and force it in. So it's like, you get to get rid of the things that aren't serving you. And that's really what this journey is. It's like your vibration shifts. So also there might be people that fall out of your life, and there's going to be people like your family that are always going to be in your life. And instead of being like, well, we don't agree, if you're really truly healed your shit, there's no reason why, like, you don't get triggered by it anymore. You're like, I honor you, and I choose to still stand on my truth. So for instance, we're leaving to Utah in like a week for Thanksgiving. And I messaged my mom. I told her that my epic love is coming. And she's like, I noticed there wasn't like any response back for a while. Well, then I get this massive response that comes and like via text. And it was like, you know, okay, we'd love that. And due to our belief systems, you guys would not be able to sleep in the same room, you know, right? Because I mean, they believe it. Like, I was a virgin until I was married. I was married until I was totally did that religious journey. And you know, just all of that. And in the past, I would have felt, you know, like it was like disrespecting, you know, me and him, or all these stories would have come up. I was just like, awesome. I said, I can totally honor that it's your house and those are your belief systems and that's what feels good to you. And I said, and it doesn't really resonate for me as to what I want to experience. And so we'll just get a hotel down the street. We'll just come be there until late and then we'll just go to the hotel. Awesome. And it wasn't. And then, you know, when I talked to my mom the other day and we just laughed about it, I was just like, you know, Mom, I don't really have an intention of like, oh yeah, I'm in my mom's house. Let's see if we can get away with having sex. You know? I was like, we're probably going to be sleeping. And it doesn't feel good to me to be like, you go sleep on the couch or somewhere else, because I'm like, that just doesn't feel good to my experience. So it's fine. Well, cool. We'll go get a hotel and we'll just be there. And we made the fun plans and it was no big thing. But in the past, totally would have pissed me off. You know, now I'm like, oh, I can understand that based on your belief systems. Right?
Yeah. And you're respecting her beliefs and then she gets a chance to respect yours. And the world is just a happier place if we're not throwing our shit on other people.
Totally. I love that, the way that you put that. And I also teach, in Goddess, I teach that, I teach this in Badass too. Even though I had two of my personal clients that were in town for one of their events. And then I was with them for the whole day. And they actually had, I did some work even with their whole family. And they had we went to dinner and their dad brought up a massive trigger, an issue that the family has. And this whole explosion happened in the restaurant. And I spent 2 hours kind of working the whole family through conscious languaging and honoring each other and letting the hurt little boy or girl be heard and loving that and all this stuff. And I was teaching my client. I kept, you know, helping him breathe through some of this. So his old stuff wouldn't come out. And was just like, and I whispered to him, I said, standing in your truth, you don't cower nor attack. That's a difference. See, people think, well, I'm either going to cower to you being a bigger thing and that your perception is right. So as little kids, we're like, we're taught, this is how you should be. This is the perception. This is what you need to do. And so it's like, we cower into not choosing to find ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so when people confront, I always say to big energy, they confront a big energy, whether that be a hater or whether that be something like, you know, your parent with a personal opinion that triggers you. We either cower and just go, okay, I'll just put up with it and just wear a mask and just, or they attack. Well, you're fucking wrong. Like an attack, right? And I always teach, in the source of your own experience, you don't cower nor attack. Mm. You can just stand and honor. And that's what that, you know, example was. It's like, I don't have to go, okay, well, I guess he'll just sleep on the couch. Mm. And okay, mom, you'll be happy. And I don't attack and say, well, I don't believe that anymore. And that's not right for me. And blah, blah, blah. I just go, okay, cool. Well, awesome. I honor you. And this is what's true for me. And we both get to be happy. And we go back to that example we talked about of like a half and a half and being wholes. When we're honoring ourselves, it's like, there is never a settle or sacrifice. I believe the concept and principle, if we all could align to relationships, is that everybody wins all the time. And what I mean by that, see, our society's like, no, that's not possible. Someone's got to compromise. Marriage is compromise, blah, 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 blah. Story, instead of, it's like, say for instance, two people are going to go on a date. And you know, say you're going to go to a movie and it's an action flick and the girl wants to see the action flick. How about that? And the guy's like, no, I want a drama. I'm just throwing it up because feminine masculine energy is both things. And instead of one person settling or sacrificing, be like, okay, let's go see yours, but they don't really want to. Mm. It's a resentment energy. And then they're saying, I'm not worthy of being heard or seen, or it not being fun for me to, or what I want to do. And so instead of us thinking that one or the other has to settle or sacrifice, again, just like our belief systems of either or instead of all, we could go, okay, cool. Well, I don't really want to see that one. You don't really want to see that one. So what else could we create? We could go jump at the jump park. We could go for a beach walk. We could go to dinner. Like there's infinite options that we both go, yeah, that feels really good. That would work. Right.
And I find that if I've ever, with my partner, it's like, sometimes I can succeed and get what I want. And then I'm like, this is shit because I can feel that he doesn't really want it. So I'm like, damn it. I lost anyway. So I've learned to go for the win-wins and not try to win in like the old way of looking at it.
Yeah, totally.
Beautiful. Cool. Oh, Marcy, you are so fucking awesome. Like really. Just listening to you lights me up. I'm so excited by all that you've created in your life and so grateful that you got to like that you've come on to share it with our people. Can you tell the Uninspired Life community how they can come and find you and learn more about your amazing stuff that you've got to share?
Thank you, love. One of the best ways to just follow what I always share, like truth bombs, I guess you could say, or type of stuff is on Facebook because I, you know, that's where I feel like I get to create value for anyone and everyone. So you can always follow me on Facebook. The number one thing I would recommend is I actually, because there's a couple audios that I created that are core shifters to help people understand. And we talked about this concept, keep moving cakes. Look, this is my boys just came in with the nanny. They just got home. My Hi. Oldest is green. I'm just finishing the podcast. Babes, do you want to let them see your green hair? Huh? Are you going to read?
Hey.
Because you get to finish your project and then we're going to go next week. And then this is my youngest, Gavin the Great.
Hi, Gavin.
I told you this is Bali Love that you heard earlier. She's the stray that we just rescued from Bali and brought her home. You want to finish this? Thank you, beautiful. Love you. I'll come give you love in just a second. I'm just wrapping up, okay? So we talked about this, what I love to shift people to is understanding how they're effortlessly meant to manifest, to create, and how, I mean, most people just don't see how we're disconnected from it. So actually, I have a place where we put together a couple of my audios that create this core shifter. So the best place they can go, they literally can get access to, I have these freedom audios that will massively impact your life. Go, holy shit. That's how I've disconnected myself or I've been blocking stuff. And I also have another, audio on there too, that's amazing and helping you align to everything being awesome. So if you go to marcylockmentoring.com, I used to just give out the links. I could give you the links, but we kept having issues with them. They kept having errors. So we just put it in a site. So you do have to opt in, but then it gives you access to the stuff, which is so marcylockmentoring.com is the best way to get those gifts. And then, you know, you can always message me on Facebook if you really have a question. What? You have a question? Gavin's over here going, Mom. Mom.
Awesome.
Life is on.
Thank you so much, Marcy. Thank you for sharing. And for the people who are listening, if you've enjoyed listening to Marcy share her wisdom, can you please head over to iTunes and do a 5-star review so we can have more people find out about us? Share this podcast on your Facebook and Instagram. Like, just get the word out there. And Marcy and I would love to know what you thought about this. Like, come on over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/aninspiredlife with Kiara. Find the post which has Marcy's beautiful page, photo on it, and actually, like, right below. Marcy, what do you want them to tell you? What do we want to talk about in the community?
I'd love to know what people, not only what their greatest ahas were from it, yet also where they feel like their greatest blocks are still understanding. Because I mean, I love to continue to be like, you know, I can look at those things and then do some videos on Facebook even and give them some clarity to move forward and rock out their lives.
God, you are so fucking awesome. Thank you, Marcy. Have a beautiful rest of the day and enjoy those two boys. And thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next week.
I love.
You have been listening to the An Inspired Life podcast with me, Kiara O'Leary. I'm so excited to be guiding you on your own journey of living your own version of an inspired life. Head over to aninspiredlife.com.au if you want access to more inspiring stories, tips, tools, frameworks, anything that I can possibly give you that will help you live a more fulfilling life. I put on there, and so much of it is free. And there's also empowering life solutions, from how to make your breakup the best thing that ever happened to you, to the Sacred Business Academy, taking it from an idea to your life's work in only 11 weeks. So I hope you can head on over to aninspiredlife.com.au and find something that will help you and guide you for where you're at right now. Thank you. My name's Kiara again, and I am so grateful to be guiding you on this journey. See you next time.